This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. How do you feel about the election? The AP's been asking Americans.
7 in 10 Americans who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're feeling anxious or frustrated about the 2024 presidential campaign. Only 1/3 say they feel excited. Even though the 2020 election happened during a deadly pandemic, some voters say they're even more anxious now than they were 4 years ago. About 80% of Democrats say they're anxious about this election, up slightly from around 75% in 2020. A little more than 66% of Republicans say they're anxious about this election, compared to 60% of Republicans in 2020. Donna Water, Washington.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are barreling through the battleground states in these final few days before the election. The vice president in North Carolina.
It is time for a new generation of leadership in America. And I am ready with you. I am ready.
Donald Trump, also in North Carolina, slamming the Democrats.
They're grossly incompetent people, and they've destroyed our country. Our country is suffering right now.
Trick-or-treaters in some parts of the nation may be sweating in higher than normal temperatures today, 20 to 30 degrees above normal in some parts of the eastern U.S. It's going to be 83 in Washington, D.C., 81 in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia this morning, a judge is holding a hearing in a case involving whether to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes in battleground states. The giveaways come from Musk's political organization, which is trying to boost Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The Dodgers won the World Series last night. This is AP News. This is a difficult time of the year for some people.
As winter approaches, people prone to seasonal depression can feel it in their bodies and in their brains. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a form of clinical depression. University of Vermont psychology researcher Kelly Rowan says the end of daylight saving time is a really big trigger for a lot of people with winter depression.
They tend to come out of the work for that first time on Monday, and it's suddenly dark, which was not the case the Friday before.
Scientists are learning how specialized cells in your eyes affect mood and alertness. There are treatments for SAD, including antidepressants and bright light therapy.
Try to get outside as much as possible. There's plenty of light to be had in the wintertime. You just have to dress appropriately.
Rowan says people with SAD, but not at the level of full-blown major depression, should try as much as possible to stay in your routines. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.